what time it is.
We should go make a spritz.
Let's make a spritz.
Oh my god, I'm literally so hungover.
Ugh, just send me to jail.
We should needlepoint after this. I have got to be in bed at 9 p.m.
I hope no one ever asks me to hang out again.
I definitely need another spritz.
Okay, positive Polly.
Cheers. Guess what time it is?
It's Spritz O'Clock. Good afternoon, girlies, and welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast, where each week my bestie and I discuss all things girl talk, navigating your 20s, and our best advice. My name's Amanda.
And I'm Preebs.
And this week we are telling you things that are super tacky.
This cannot be more perfect for us because I feel like between our etiquette, you know, our etiquette stuff, and we're always talking about stuff.
Our ins and outs, like we're always saying, like, why do people do the things they do, and can they please stop? This stuff just needed to be said.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, if you don't agree with us, that's fine. I'm gonna give my little 2-second disclaimer now. Our opinions are our opinions. They don't have to be your opinions. You can agree, you can disagree, you can follow our advice, you cannot. But these are the things we find tacky and we think people need to immediately change their behavior on. So
I'm so glad you did the disclaimer because I'm just like, let's jump into it. Thank God for you.
In this day and age, people are too sensitive. You like literally have to tell them, like, I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt, but it doesn't mean that I don't like you, and it doesn't mean that I think you're a bad person. You know, like that thing.
It's just getting out of hand.
It's so out of hand.
That's tacky.
You know what's tacky? Yes, that is tacky. Mm-hmm. Being like sensitive to the point that you think other people on the internet need to have the same opinions as you when you've literally never even crossed paths once in your life and have virtually zero relationship with them. Guess what? It is healthy to disagree sometimes. I would like to say that agreeing or demanding that everyone around you agrees with you and shares your same opinion in order to respect them, they have to do that. Tacky. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, am I going to be aggressive this episode? I think so.
I feel it coming on.
Anyways, let's do ins and outs of the week before I like blow my head off right now.
Okay, my in this week is, or I guess are, invisible ink text. I feel like these are so underrated and I crack up when someone sends me an invisible ink text. I don't know why, but it's just like instantly funnier. For example, my friend went to stay with this guy in a different city and she texted me in invisible ink because she was sitting right beside him and she was like, I'm about to shit my pants, what do I do? And it was in invisible ink. Like, that's funny. I died when I read it, but like, how smart of her to put it in invisible ink so he wouldn't see on her phone that she was about to shit her pants.
That's so good. That's such a good idea.
So I think
they're in. I also love them. I never fully appreciated them, but I do feel like they've become trendier recently.
Yes, they're like, they're so underrated.
So underrated. If you ever have a secret or if you ever want to like talk shit, 1000% invisible ink text.
Oh, yeah. That's I'm trying to think of like another funny one I got. I don't know. But that one just really stood out to me. And I was like, that is good.
Oh, I have a funny one. I asked my friend if she hooked up with this guy in non-invisible ink text, just regular text. And she replied in invisible ink text, just yes. And I was like, was it that much of a secret? But it was just kind of funny. I agree. It makes it funnier.
It's just like funny. I don't know.
It's just a little sassy and it's a little secretive and mysterious.
Yeah. And I feel like it could be like really flirty too if you were doing it to a guy. Like,
wait, love.
I know. So y'all should be doing invisible ink text. Anyways, what's your out this week? I know you're really well prepared.
Y'all, I can't do it anymore. Judgmental moms are so out.
They're the worst.
Like, I can smell their insecurities from a mile away. And here's my example. So I went on a walk this morning with Max. We went to walk Muffin. And the outfit that I picked out was a Splits 59 navy tank top and matching navy biker shorts that are an appropriate length, like probably like literally to my fingertips. And it's such a cute outfit. It has this little like white piping on it. It looks like Meredith Blake from The Parent Trap. It's very classy. I have like these little, you know, cute New Balances on with my Set Active socks. I'm just painting the picture for y'all. Like, I'm not the type of person to trash it up walking around the neighborhood. Like, I don't have like boobs hanging out, like flopping around when I'm on a jog. Like, I'm not that girl. There's one thing, it's like, I will never be that girl. Like, I'm very self-aware in that way.
Trash it up in the neighborhood.
So anyways, then we're walking down the street and we run into these neighbors that we know, and all the moms are loading sports equipment into the car because they're about to go take their kids to a softball game. And one of the moms is like 100 months pregnant. The other one is dressed for like Antarctica's winter. She has so many layers on. And I mean, it's literally 90 degrees here in Texas. That's another thing I would like to mention. Like, my appropriate outfit is especially appropriate because of how hot it is here. Anyways, the eyes that I got, like, looking me up and down, I mean, they were, like, seething. I could tell. Like, I was, like, the Edie Britt of the block. Like, have you seen Desperate Housewives?
No.
Okay, anyways, there's this character, Edie Britt, that's ostracized by all the other friends on the block, all the women friends, because she's basically the hot character who's always dressed inappropriately, strutting up and down the street, sleeping with everyone's husband. That's how they looked at me. In my biker shorts and tank top. I wasn't showing my stomach. I had no cleavage. I mean, it was tight. Like, I'll give them that. Like,
but, like, you looked great. I'm sure they were just jealous.
I sound like a mom. I can't, though. Like, I'm like, it's not about you. Like, other people's outfits aren't about you. Like, I'm 25 years old. I'm going to be young and hot. Like, grow up. Literally grow up.
I cannot get over you saying she was 100 months pregnant.
She was. She was about to pop. And look, I will say, I think when I'm that pregnant one day, I will, like, feel it. Like, I will feel sad.
Because I'll be envious of the hot 25-year-old walking around in her tank top with biker shorts.
It's probably really hard to, like, get fat for multiple months of your life and not even be able to say it's because of alcohol. You know what I mean? It's, like, not, like, because you're having a few too many drinks. It's like you're birthing a baby. Like, that is just what it is, you know? Like, it's beautiful, but it's, you get fat, you know? You know? Anyways.
That was a good one, Amanda.
What's your out this week?
My out this week, wait, this might kind of sound bratty, but Dyson vacuums. My God, why do they die so fast? I'm getting so annoyed with it. I can't even do my whole house. And I know I live in a house now and it's definitely bigger than my one bedroom apartment, but it would die just to do my whole one bedroom apartment. So I can only do like the front half of my house, and then I have to wait till later in the day. And then by the time it's later in the day, I'm dead tired and can't vacuum. So it's just, I don't know, why pay that much for a vacuum and you can't even keep it charged?
I've heard this about the Dyson vacuum, and I'm going to be honest, my Shark does not die. And I can vacuum the entire house with it.
See, I'm getting that next. I'm on the verge.
And it's probably like almost $200 cheaper than the Dyson vacuum. Yeah. So
see, I have to get that.
I don't know. I think it does a really great job. Honestly, I've loved my Shark vacuum.
I feel like I have to vacuum 24/7 because my dog always tracks in mud and like dirt and crumbs, whatever.
Yeah.
But I need to get on board with the Shark next time.
It's good. My in this week, I'm really excited about this one, is authenticity in home interiors, I feel like, is coming back in style.
Yes.
Remember when everybody just like had to have the Restoration Hardware, what's that store called? Mm-hmm. Restoration Hardware, Cloud Couch and Cloud Bed. And then like everyone had the all white kitchen and the all white everything. And we are sitting here on my all white couch. I know, but I have colorful pillows. I feel like that really like cold, you know, modern box, like modern hotel lobby as a house look is finally leaving us. And I'm really excited about that. Like all the like Architectural Digest videos.
Like Kim Kardashian's
and stuff.
House.
I hate Kim Kardashian.
Like, it's so sterile.
It's
it feels
like
a hospital.
Prison. Mm-hmm. It looks literally like a prison. I'm so sorry, but it's awful. Like,
where's all of her stuff?
No, I know.
She doesn't have anything.
And I get like the minimalism thing. Like, yeah. I do get like if your area is cluttered, then you feel mentally cluttered. I do feel that way sometimes too. But I was so tired of seeing the same like copy and paste, like modern, all white, clean lines, minimalistic Restoration Hardware house all over social media. And now I feel like we're finally getting these like
eclectic,
moodier kitchens. And like now people want, you know, navy cabinets and like maybe marble counters that have like a speckle of dark green in them, or, you know, are just it. To me, it feels more original. Like, I'm like, can we all do what we like? Because there's no way every single one of y'all wants an all white house from Restoration Hardware. Like, you want that because you saw it on social media. Like, genuinely, like, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Totally. I feel like designing your house, I love all those TikToks of the little, like, New York studio apartments, and they're so eclectic and, like, have all this fun stuff in it, and none of it goes together, but it does go together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or just the idea that not everything has to be new. Like, I feel like antiquing and vintage finds and all of that is really having its moment right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this idea that you have to have this, like, pristine, clean, brand new home, it's almost kind of tacky, dare I say.
Dare she say it?
Like, it's kind of tacky. Like,
if y'all are in Dallas, this is, like, a little side note. If y'all are in Dallas, go to the Forestwood Antique Mall. It's a mix between, like, new stuff that they find at market, but also, like, a bunch of vintage finds. So I took my family when they were in town, and they loved it, and it's huge. Like, you can even go to lunch there.
So, should we jump into the episode?
Of course.
I think how we're going to do this is the normal way we do these episodes, where we switch off. So I'll say one thing that is incredibly tacky that people need to stop doing, and then Reeves will say one.
Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
So to start us off, I have a list of just aesthetic things, you know, quick little things I'm going to fire off. The aesthetics that I think are tacky, the things visually that have just literally got to go. Ready?
I can't wait.
I've said some of these.
Some of these are going to be repeats.
Like, you know, yeah. Eyelash extensions. Sorry. Nobody looks good with eyelash extensions. I will die on this hill. Get a lash lift. Get a lash tint. Get a killer lash serum. Use Babe Lash. That's what I use. Freaking love it. I have a discount code. I believe it's Amanda15 for 15% off. Anyways, I'll link it down below. Babe Lash, lash lifts, lash tints. You do not need lash extensions. It makes your eyelids look droopy. It makes you look like a drag queen. Like, I don't know what to say. It's got to go. It's literally got to go. Like, obviously, do what you want to do at the end of the day. Pick your look. But I think I have never seen somebody and thought, thank God they have lash extensions. They look so much better.
Everyone always looks better when they get them out, too.
I will die on this hill.
And the caterpillar strip.
Oh, my God. It is so bad.
Fake lashes from Walgreens. Got to go.
Got to freaking go. Radon.
Amanda. That's one of mine.
Radon. Anything radon, throw it out. Donate it. Don't throw it out. Just it. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Bridesmaids group shots that look more like sorority recruitment promo than a wedding. Like a picture of you and all your bridesmaids. I don't want to see the sorority squat. I want to see, like, candids. I want to see you guys getting ready together. I want to see, you know, I want to see them, like, interacting with you. I don't want to see you guys standing in a line. And that's, like, the Instagram. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It feels
rehearsed. It feels
Holty. It feels weird. It's wrong. Something's wrong there. All you can eat buffets. Absolutely not. I don't like these. The eggs are always weird. They're from, like, that. They're not real eggs. They're, like, from that little thing, you know, like a mix of fake eggs. And the food sits out there for hours. It's just
very tacky.
It's just tacky. Like, something about an all-you-can-eat buffet hit the road.
Amanda, have you ever been to one of those restaurants with the Lazy Susans? It's like a huge Lazy Susan in the middle.
I hate Lazy Susans.
And you're at a circular table with strangers and you're eating out of it. So I feel like it goes hand in hand with the buffet.
Like, having to share food with strangers in a way that's like you're both double dipping in the same bowl of queso. Like, that type of energy is so...
Yeah, I'm not trying to have family style meals with strangers.
I'm not trying to pay for that experience either. Like, let's... be real here. Like,
it freaks me out.
Anyways, that's my rapid fire, like, things that I have to look at where I'm like, no. Eyelash extensions, buffets, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them ever again. Or radon.
Radon is like, we have really dogged radon on this podcast, but seriously, you know that TikTok that everyone was tagging us in? Yeah. I died. Like,
if you tagged us in those TikToks, I love you. And it's nothing against radon at all, but, like, art was made to be critiqued. Anyways, what's your first one?
Okay, my first one is granny panties with leggings or any form of, like, tight pants. Wear the correct underwear. Why would you wear gram pants with like thick grands?
Yes.
With leggings.
Oh, I think this is such a good one. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, like I'm not trying to like check out a girl's ass who's in front of me at like lunch.
Put on a thong.
On a thong. Like it's so distracting because it's so bad.
Go commando.
I'm like
literally anything is better than that. I agree. Or just like underwear you can like see straight through someone's dress or something. No.
So tacky. Like, I don't want to see that little panty line. Don't want to see it.
No panty lines.
Mm-mm. No panty lines.
Okay, this is a good one. Commenting on other people's weight or health, like when you see them.
Yeah.
Like when I run into my aunt and she goes, oh my God, you look so skinny. Are you eating? Or like, you look so healthy. Like, I'm glad. Like, college has really done something for you. Like, when you have the freshman 15.
Yeah.
Or someone's like, you look so tired today. Like, I know I'm tired.
Like, I feel like shit, Sarah Lou.
Why would you say that? What do you want my response to be?
Yeah.
So tacky. Don't comment on other people's weight. Don't comment on other people's, like, health or tiredness.
Yeah.
Pick a different compliment. Like, there are so many things you can say. There's so many things you can say. I feel like that's older women mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But even being like, you look so, like, skinny. Like, if you don't know the person well enough to know if that's okay to say, like, just skip it. It's really awkward, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I totally agree. Okay, kind of going off my last one. Wear the right bra. Like, if you're going to wear... We all know, like, the cute little white tank tops are in style right now. If it's a racer back, wear a racer back bra. I don't want to see your bra straps hanging out all on the side. Vice versa, like, you need to wear a racer back bra. If it, I don't know. I just, it bothers me so bad. And especially whenever girls wear, like, a white dress with a black bra.
That's so bad. I agree. Unless it's, like, intentional.
It could be
cute. It could be, like, there are moments where it's, like, a sheer top and it's, like, you want to see the bra. But, like, your Gap, like, beater bra that you've had for 15 years is not the bra for that. Like, we don't want to see those. The straps that have, like, knots in them. Like, one of the things adjusted to right here. The other one's, like, down here. Like, the straps hanging off your shoulder. Oh, God. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I've had the best time brainstorming for this episode.
Me too.
I've just been, like, in the wild. And then I'll see something and be, like, oh, so tacky. Put it in the notes.
We knew for, like, a week we were going to record this and I would be like, hold on, I gotta write this down, Max. Like, I would have seen something,
that thought
someone would do something, I'd be like, oh my God, people have got to stop. Like,
people have a lot of nerve out here.
They're brave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's a good one. Failing to return borrowed items or returning them in poorer condition than what you received them in. Also, if you're going to borrow things from other people, then you have to be willing to lend your things out as well. I have a good story time here. So my freshman year of college, I was friends with this girl who didn't have a car at school, and I brought my car to campus. And so whenever it was raining to raining and we had to like go to class, I would drive us. Or whenever it was raining and she had a class, I would let her borrow my car because I didn't want her to have to like walk to her really far class in the rain. I had my car get serviced 1 week and I did not have a car. And she had decided at this point to bring her car up to school. So this was like after a semester of her borrowing my car all the time, she decided it was worth it for her to have her own car. So she brought her own car. I asked to borrow her car to go to class on this day where it was pouring rain. I had a test. And I remember she texted back and said, hey, I'm so sorry. I actually don't lend my car out to people. I'm not comfortable with that. Like, I hope you can understand. She had probably borrowed my car to go to class. I mean, over 15 times, like I would say, like it was like pretty much every week that she had this class, even when it wasn't raining. Like she just got in the habit of being like, hey, it's okay if I take your car to my class, right? And I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Keys are on the dresser. Like just grab them, you know, whatever.
I'd be livid.
I was livid. And I was like, I literally let you drive my car every single week to that class. And she was like, I know, but you said that it was okay. So I took you up on that. And like, I get what she's saying. Like, draw your own boundaries.
But, like,
spin
she should have been,
however,
like...
But my thing is, like, if you're going to borrow, be prepared to lend. Like, yeah. Don't... take and not give.
Especially
I think
time after
it's
time.
It's so tacky. It was so tacky, and that really rubbed me the wrong way. Also, when people will like borrow your clothes and then take forever to give them back.
Or like get a stain on it and not dry clean it.
If you borrow clothes from someone, I really do think the classiest thing is to dry clean it if it can be dry cleaned. If it can't, if it's linen, like God forbid, don't send it to the cleaners or something like that. And if you do ruin something of someone else's, pay to have it fixed, buy them a new one, get them a replacement, tell them when you return it to them, be like, by the way, I ripped a hole in this dress and I want you to know that I've ordered the same exact dress. It's on the way to you now.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And don't make them nag you to get it back for like weeks and weeks and weeks. Tacky, tacky, tacky.
Totally. I hate whenever people don't bring my stuff back. Okay, here's one. I have one for girls and one for guys. So I'll do girls first. I hate... Okay, so I'll preface this. Like, I have done this. But just looking around in the wild, I hate when girls, like, go to dinner and leave their sunglasses on their head, but it's, like, nighttime. I hate it. And I'm an offender. Like, I've done this. But I also hate it when guys don't take their hat off at the dinner table. Like, I feel like it could be, like...
That's definitely like a more old school one, I feel like, but I agree. I think if you're on a date and you're a guy, you really shouldn't be wearing a hat at the dinner table. I think that's a little bit bizarre.
Also, if you're on a date with a guy, like, we need to make sure they're not hat fishing us, because I've been hat fished.
Oh yeah, some like Jordan Spieth, no offense, the golfer, if you guys know him, he's what I always think of. I think he's so cute, like honestly, he's adorable, but him with a hat and him without a hat harm maybe two different people. And I'm feel really bad just even saying that, because I'm sure he's like a great guy. Yeah, he's really precious. But yeah, hat fishing is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is cursing around authority figures and or guests, clients, customers, etc. without the green light. I really don't think you should cuss in most situations in life, like unless you are literally like around your friends and you know that they know you and respect you and y'all do that with each other. That's fine, but nothing really like rubs me the wrong way more than when like I will have, or this is more so when I was younger, I would like have friends over or like a boyfriend or something like that, and they start like dropping the F-bomb in front of my parents, like in front of my little sister, like especially if somebody has children, if they have younger siblings, like you just need to be very aware of the language that you use when you're in environments that aren't like, you know, the comfort of your own home, the comfort of your close friend group, et cetera. I don't know. The way that my parents raised me was like literally never to cuss. Like my parents,
dad does not cuss.
My dad doesn't eat. My parents like literally do not curse at all. And I will be honest, like I'm kind of grateful for that upbringing because I think it brought me a lot of awareness. And now y'all know, like we cuss on this podcast and stuff like that. And like there's a time and a place. And like, you know, I stub my toe and I'm like, holy shit, that hurt, whatever. But I do just think it's kind of tacky. Like, it's just kind of unnecessary. Like, people that are cussing every other sentence that comes out of their mouth, like, it is kind of, it's just kind of a lot. Like, and it distracts from what you're actually trying to say. I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, if you're trying to make a point, especially if you're in an argument with someone and you're just like, F you, F your mom, you, see you next Tuesday, B-I-T-C-H, whatever. Now I, like, don't want to cuss because I'm trying to make this point. It actually like takes away from the message you're trying to send. Yeah. So I think like if you want to be taken more seriously and like be more respected, like leaving that language, you know, at home is the right idea.
Yeah, I think so too. There's a time and a place for it.
Yeah. Especially not at work. I hate when people curse at work. Like,
yeah.
Like if you're in front of like clients, guests, like if you're like a client facing role or something like that, or like have customers and stuff like that, it's a really bad look.
Okay, my next one, really 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 bad veneers. So I always think of this man that I like loved in college, or in my past life I loved this man and he ended up getting veneers and they're not great. So I always think of him. And I also think of like all of these Love Island stars. They will like up and get veneers and they have like a totally new smile, but they're like way too white. And it's like literally scary how white these teeth are. And it's all you can see when you're staring at them. And I just think it's like very overdone. I think this veneer epidemic is like, it's becoming a lot.
No, people are starting to look crazy, even just with like the fillers and stuff. Like, this is coming from like girls who've done things aesthetically as well. Yeah. I just want people to know that we're not like shaming all of that work, but like, do your research, yeah. Like, do your due diligence. Like, did you hear about the people that got HIV from that vampire facial place, yes, in New Mexico, and it was an unlicensed medical spa, and they drew their blood and they were reusing needles at this spa to do the vampire facial, which is where you like, you have to get your blood drawn to do the certain facial it is. And I'm just like, things like that, like, I'm like,
that's horrible.
It's awful. It's literally terrible. And it's like, I don't know. There's just some, it's not worth it at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, a lot of it.
And like, a lot of veneers do look great. And yeah, like, I know that, like, I always think of Maggie McDonald. She got veneers and hers look great. And it boosted her confidence. Like, she made a whole video about it and was like bawling, crying. She was so excited to have them. That and hers look great. But then there are just the really bad, tacky ones. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah. Anyways, my next one is leaving without tipping or like not tipping in certain, yeah, situations that warrant a tip. We've talked about how tipping has gotten out of control on this podcast previously. Still stand by those statements. We don't need to be tipping at the UPS store, but like, I mean, you know, waiters, bartenders, bellhops, people at the car wash, like service workers, like if they are giving you a service, especially in America. I know it's different for like other countries and like, yeah, in Europe, you don't tip or whatever, but be aware of what the protocol is, especially when you travel. I would say that's another thing too. If you want to be like a respectful tourist, like understanding what their hospitality culture is, et cetera, et cetera. But the biggest red flag to me is like whenever a guy, like whenever I was single, he would buy me a drink at the bar and I would like notice that he left the bartender no tip.
Yeah.
Oh, it really bothers me.
Me
like,
too.
It really rubs me the wrong way. Put yourself in their shoes. A lot of times they're literally not even paid minimum wage. Like, if they did a good job, tip them. It's so important. It's definitely the classy thing to do. And I think it's really tacky to, like, leave dinner and not leave a tip.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Okay, my next one. You know those god-awful fuzzy steering wheel covers?
Those are so bad.
Or like the fuzzy like dice that people hang in their car.
Toilet seat covers. Also, sorry, that's what that reminds me of. Oh my God,
me too. Horrible. God-awful. Honestly, like anything fuzzy like rubs me the wrong way because I just like think of what all gets stuck in it. And it's just
so gross. So I agree. So gross.
Just basically just maybe anything fuzzy.
Seat like covers in your car. Ugh.
Something's we're not wrong doing there. That. We're not doing that.
Okay. I'm guilty of this one. I'm going to be honest, but I wanted to put it on here because I thought of it when someone else did it to me and I was like, shoot, I've totally done that before. Mm-hmm. But making being late a personality trait or being the friend that is constantly late to everything or takes forever getting ready and it holds the rest of the group up.
Yeah.
And going off of that, expecting other people to wait for you or to like, you know, adjust their plans around you because you can literally never be on time.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to figure it out. Like, I'm the type of person, I run late quite often. It is really like my fatal flaw in friendship. I feel like I will be late to everything, meetings, whatever, but not respecting other people's time is not cool. Even if you're really close with them, like, mm-hmm, even if you're really close with them, it's still not cool. Like, I think it's just a huge thing. Like, if you're an adult, like, you need to learn to, you know, what time do you need to leave to be there on time? Is there going to be traffic? How long does it take you to blow out your hair realistically? Like, what outfit are you wearing? Maybe think about that the day before. Just like, I think like being like, oh, well, you guys know I'm always late, mm-hmm, or like, wait, please wait for me. You said you would Uber with me or, yeah, something like that. And it's like 30 minutes into when the dinner reservation was supposed to be. It's like not cool.
No, I was like 35 minutes late for dinner recently. And like whenever I got, and they wouldn't seat the rest of the party until I was there.
Yes, that always, yes, I hate that. A lot of restaurants do that.
This like kept me up at night. We were at Drake's in Dallas. And then the lady was like, just so you know, we have to have this table back by like 8:30 or whatever time it was. And I was like, oh my God, I feel really bad. Like really bad. And it kept me up at night. I hate being late, but like I do this to Amanda. I'm like, I'm so sorry I'm gonna be like an hour late for the podcast.
Yeah.
We need to work on this.
No, this is why I'm putting it on here, because like I'm calling myself out. I did this. I had a coffee meeting with a friend the other day and I literally texted her, hey, I'm running 5 late, and I was 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like that was, and I knew she had a Botox appointment right after, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to think about letting the dog out, you know, 5 minutes earlier than what I do, because that's what made me late, is Muffin wouldn't pee and I knew I had to put her in the crate.
It's always when they're late.
It's always that.
When you're late.
And I'm like, I need to budget time for this when I'm getting ready, knowing that Muffin's going to like take a while probably to go to the bathroom, and we're going to have to, you know, toot around outside for 10 minutes just so she'll potty.
Yeah. Well, speaking of pottying, leaving the toilet seat up, like I hate this, especially when guys like, Amanda had a party the other day. I'm sure guys probably just left the toilet seat up when they knew girls were going to go in there next. Like, I don't know. I feel like that always happens at my house too. When guys come over, I'm like, put the toilet seat back down and close the lid. I don't know. My mom's like crazy about closing the toilet lid. So she always like trained me as a young child to do that.
If you have a brother or a son, boyfriend, husband, whatever. I mean, like, boyfriend, husband, tread lightly. We don't want to nag them too much. But pause this episode, send them a text right now and be like, hey, just checking, do you put the toilet seat down when you go over to people's homes? Mm-hmm. Because I agree. Like, when one of Max's friends will come over here and be like, can I use your bathroom really quick? And then the next time I walk in there and the toilet seat's still up.
Yeah.
It really does kind of rub me the wrong way. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like,
Imagine if you're, like, going in the dark. And it's like dark in the middle of the night or something. And then you just fall right into the toilet. Imagine how mad you would be.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I ruined the day he was born.
This brings me to my next point, which is just under the umbrella of generally being a good Samaritan. But, oh gosh. Okay. So going back to the party that I had last weekend that Reeves was talking about, the next day when I walked outside, I saw that people had left their White Claw cans on the curb of like our sidewalk for when they were obviously getting in their Uber to leave.
I'd be so mad.
I hate that. Like I live in we own our home. We live in a neighborhood with a ton of families, a ton of kids. You can't do that. Like bring it in the Uber with you and throw it away at your house or throw it away at my house before you get in the car. But I really think it is so tacky to like litter, period, especially in front of someone else's home where they just hosted you.
That's horrible. That's like a slap in the face.
Like, I think that is awful. Like, leave trash in my house. I don't care. Obviously, we're going to clean up the day after we host. We know that's part of the gig.
Mm-hmm.
But don't leave it so that my neighbors have to see, like, White Claws in my front yard. Like,
I hate that. Ugh. I live by a church, and this is actually, like, so bad. These churchgoers just throw trash into my yard and, like, literally will clean out their cars in my yard.
Oh, I see people do it all the time. Like if I'm at a red light, I will literally see someone roll down their window, dump out the liquid from their Sonic styrofoam cup and put it on the street.
Horrible.
Horrible. And you know what else this reminds me of? It's the same thing of like not returning your card at the grocery store.
Yeah.
This drives me nuts. The people that will just like, there is an obvious sign that says, put your carts here. I brought this up on this podcast before and I told
like it was a little old man.
Yeah, there was like a little old man that was literally just like working for the grocery store, having to collect people's carts in the middle of the parking lot. It's 100 degrees out. I mean, he's walking all over this lot to round up all of these carts that people just did not care enough to put away. And I'm like, how tacky. Like it is literally just tacky. Like if they say put your carts back, put your carts back. Don't litter. Like it's not rocket science to figure out what the right thing to do is.
Yeah.
Bad.
That is terrible.
Okay, yeah. So you do one more, I'll do one more, and then we'll be done.
Okay, so my last one is not overly... My last one is when people overly, like, talk about money, or if you, like, get someone a gift and be like, yeah, well, it was, like, very expensive, or, like, something like that.
I think really the thing with money is asking someone what their salary is, how much they make, asking them, if you say, I love your purse, the person says, thank you. You don't go, how much did it cost? Like just wondering, like I'm thinking about maybe getting it. Google it.
Literally Google it.
Like stop doing that. Do not ask people how much money they make.
That's the most uncomfortable thing.
I get that that's like probably like a Southern thing because I've heard before that like, in different parts of the country, it is not taboo to ask someone like how much money they make. which is wild to me. And I get that, like, transparency and finances is important and yada, yada, yada. But, like, don't ask. Like, if someone says, I'm comfortable talking about that, then sure, ask them. But, like, if you have met someone, like, one or two times, like, do not bring that up. Like,
what's your salary?
Yeah, like, what's your salary? Like, it is a really weird,
that's the most uncomfortable thing
question to ask. Like, I just think it's, like, you've got to tread so lightly. Like, for me to ask you that, like, we've been friends for a really long time, would be, like, not weird.
No.
But, like.
Wait, I hate that.
If you're not, like, literally their best friend or, like, their family, like, don't ask them that. It doesn't affect you.
That's just, like, so rude. I can't. I can't. I can't with that.
No, I agree. Money stuff is, like, so weird to talk about. Okay, my last one. This is gonna probably, I don't want to say rub some people the wrong way, but, like, might. This is just my opinion. I'm gonna say this. I don't think you should bring up, like, your religion or your faith, like, in a way that is kind of, like, pushing your ideas on another person, like, in the wrong time. And I'm going to give an example. And I used to work with this girl. And on my first day of work, we were, like, kind of, but she was, like, my buddy for the day at this job. And she was asking me, like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Like, you know, where do you go to school? Like, blah, blah, or, like, where did you go to school? All this stuff, like, very normal questions. I would also say asking, like, probably in a work environment, somebody about their relationship on their first day of work is, like, kind of a weird question too, but whatever. I was happy to talk about all of that. But then she was like, do you go to church? And I, of course, like, I was like, yeah, like, whatever. I have not been to church in a really long time. Like, I'm bad about it. I could be better about going as someone who, like, classifies themselves as a Christian. But I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, where do you go to church? And, like, asked what church I went to. And I told her, I was like, well, I grew up Catholic. And she was like, oh, okay. Well, I go to Watermark, like, blah, blah, whatever. That's, like, this church here. And not, like,
it's like a mega church.
This is not me, like, shaming anybody that goes to that church or whatever. But I'm just kind of like, this is really weird now because, like, you shouldn't have to talk about, like, I don't think, like, your religious beliefs at work. And I know that there's a lot of people that say, like, it's important to, like, spread the religion's message. And I think all of that's, like, super valid. Mm-hmm. But, like, read the room also, like, and read the other person's, like, comfort level. Like, it was just kind of, like, unnecessary, in my opinion. Like, I think, like, you can bring up your faith and be like, oh, me and my boyfriend were at church the other day and blah, 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 blah happened. And then if somebody brings that up, being like, oh, where do you guys go to church?
Yeah.
Is, like, super normal. But to be like, do you go to church? Is, like, so tacky, I think. Like, I'm like, girl, like, what?
I just met you.
Like, I just met you. So that's, like, very random. But I feel like people do this, like, more often than not. Or they'll, like, be like.
And then you kind of, like, feel bad when you're like, I'm the same way. Like, I need to go to church more. And then you're like, well, actually, like, I haven't really found one that I love in Dallas. And then it's like, you've lived here 3 years.
You could do better. Like, it's almost like, it is a really weird thing where when people be like, can you say a prayer for so-and-so? And I'm like, do you know that they, like, pray? Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you have to be, like, so careful, especially, like, I don't know. I'm not, I think it's fine to talk about, like, your faith and, like, your experience around other people, but don't expect other people to, like, be able to relate to you, and, like, don't force them to be in a situation that's, like, awkward like that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Anyways, that's my last one. I just think it's better to avoid those conversations sometimes until you know someone a little bit better.
Especially in the workplace.
Yes, especially. It's, like, all about, like, reading the room. Yeah, like, this isn't your Bible study. Like, at Bible study, let's ask those questions. Like, we've assembled a group of people that are all there to talk about the same thing and can relate to each other about that. Work, like, there's going to be people who have different opinions and beliefs than you, and that's okay. Like, not everybody has to go to the same church.
Totally.
Anyways. I think that about wraps us up.
Yeah, those are all of our little tackiest things we've been seeing lately in the wild. I'm sure we might have to do a part two maybe in a few months. Well,
oh, I got so many. People are wild these days.
They've got a lot of nerve.
But anyways, I hope this was helpful for you guys. I hope if you have done any of these things, maybe you have, like, a new perspective now, or maybe if your brother is constantly leaving up the toilet seat, you can send him a reminder text and be like, hey, just want to make sure you're not doing this at other people's houses. It could rub them the wrong way. Anyways, let's tip our restaurant workers. Let's,
not
you know,
buy Ray Dunn at Home Goods.
Let's return our card at the grocery store. There's so many good lessons here, I think. And I'm really glad that we talked about this. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify, leave a review on Apple Music, give us a 5-star rating, follow us on Instagram. You can find both me and Reeves on social media. We're on TikTok and Instagram at It's Amanda DeWitt and at Reeves_Lee. We also have a Spritz O'Clock podcast, Instagram and TikTok, which we will link down below as well. So definitely follow those accounts if you want to stay up to date on all of the most like recent Spritz O'Clock news. And yeah, I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the day. Ta-ta for now. And we will see you guys here next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye.
Bye.